obviously were disappointed. And I have to say that I thought the players were excellent. Now we go a goal behind to an unbelievable strike, more or less straight after the kickoff. But it never really affected us. Just got the ball down and did our thing. And we're playing Crewe here, probably one of the best passing teams. I thought we passed them off the park first half and created a lot of chances and took the one, which was a great goal for Grells. And you go in second half and you go exactly the same. And I thought we did. We tried to do exactly the same, obviously. They try to press us higher and every now and again you're going to give the ball away, but we still created the more chances and clear-cut chances, not half chances. And, you know, unfortunately, we get done near the end. But I've got to say I'm far happier than I was on Saturday. Even though, you know, we've lost and I don't want it to be another season like it was last year where we nearly did this and we nearly did that. It has to be, we are going to do it. But I have to say as well, I've got a really young group and it is going to take some time. And if anybody expects miracles straight away, they're going to be disappointed because, well, you see what we've got on the pitch. Now, compared to most, yeah, it's not much. But what we have is players that want to learn and get better and try to play the game the right way. And, you know, I just thought we deserved to get something out of it, but we didn't. And that's what we have to learn. We have to be more ruthless. But I think we will do. I think we're going to get better. You look at the players we haven't got. Makes our bench awfully stronger. And some players that can change games for us. So, yeah, don't get me wrong, I'm desperately disappointed. But there's ways of losing. And I thought we had a real go at it from start to finish tonight. And I just said to them there, if they can give me that for the rest of the season, I'll not moan. But we've got to win. The game is all about winning. And the sooner we understand that every day, whenever they come into work, it's about winning, we'll be a lot better.
You fell behind in the game, didn't you, in the first minute. Was there anything you could have done differently in that situation? I know you singled it out as being an outstanding goal,
which it was.
Well,
that's a great strike, isn't it?
But could you have done anything differently?
Well, of course you can. With every goal, you can do something differently. But when he hits it from 30 yards into the top corner, sometimes you just have to go, well, fantastic. But the good thing was, now you hear the crowd reaction, and go, oh, the players, it didn't faze them. It didn't faze them, and we didn't get the ball and smash it up front. We got the ball and passed it around and passed through Crewe. And, you know, I thought we were fantastic first half, as good as we've played all pre-season and all of last year. That first half performance was excellent. We probably just needed a couple more goals, which we deserved, our play deserved. So, obviously, you go in 1-1, deserve to be in the game and probably dominating the game. And then you come out and you just ask for exactly the same. I have to say as well that this team, well, we've played a lot of minutes. And sometimes
did that catch up with you as the game
think
wore
so.
On?
I think so that, you know, especially in the energy positions. And at the moment, as I've just said, you know, we haven't got too much to change it around and to rest players. We haven't got the luxury of that. So the players just have to dig in and get through this period until we get some players back.
Towards the end of the first half, Mike Grella went down under a challenge. Now, on Saturday, you conceded a penalty, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you think to that one tonight?
I'm going to say it's pretty much the same as the one at Crawley, without a doubt, and yet we don't get it. And, you know, as I said, you know, it's a lottery, really, which way the decision's going to go, because it is more or less identical, and yet we don't get it. So I don't think, you know, it lost us the game or whatever, but you just ask for, I'm going to say it now, that word consistency, don't you? From Saturday to Tuesday, from Tuesday to Saturday, you just ask for the referees to ref the same. At least then you understand, well, yeah, if that's a penalty Saturday, it should be a penalty tonight.
You decided to bring Robbie Gibbons into the side in place of the suspended Mark Duffy. How did you feel he did?
I thought he was pretty good. And, you know, I've got to say, we, for value for money, I don't think there's a better player in the league, value for money. And again, another player that wants to get on the ball, isn't afraid of having it in all positions, and is quite good with it as well. and another one that we think is going to get better. So it's just, it's funny, you know, you just want people, give people a chance. It's like at the end, Connor, it just bounces up for Connor and he smashes it over and the guy behind me, why are you clapping? And with the greatest respect, I can see it's bubbled up, but the play before it to get in there is good. So we're just asking to be patient. I think we're going to be better. And I think the group believe they're going to be better. And don't get me wrong, we want to be away. We want 3 points. We want to be moving up the table. But we're going to get there.
You decided to only make the single change tonight. Why did you decide to stick with Tom Newey, though, at centre-half when Niall's on the bench? I just thought maybe you might decide to go with
why?
The centre-half.
When have you become the manager, then?
I'm not. I'm just asking you why you decided to go down that route.
Because we're trying to pass it, aren't we? And Tom's done pretty well. And I didn't think he did particularly poorly tonight, so there's your answer.
Okay, that's fine. What about the goals you have conceded, though? I mean, it's 10 now, discounting the 5 that you conceded against
Derby. I've just talked about the first one.
Does it concern you at all?
That's the most ridiculous question. Whenever a manager is conceding goals, it naturally concerns. So think about another question and try to give me a better one than that, because it's okay. An obvious answer, isn't it? Of course it concerns me.
I thought that maybe you might be taking more positives out of it than negatives. But
what, conceding goals?
Well, just a question, Alan, that was all.
Yeah, okay.
But what about injuries from this? Did you pick up any at all this evening?
I don't think so, Matt.
Right, okay. And what about strengthening? Are you any closer to adding at all? Or?
This is us.
Yeah.
This is us. This is our squad. You know, the unfortunate thing is we've got 3 players out at the moment, Reed, Mazika and Collins, that we all know will make us better. But at the moment, this is us. We're at the top of our budget, so we just have to get on with it.